Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
On this Football Wednesday edition, boy, do we have a jam-packed show for you. Mike Holmgren, the Browns president, is going to join us shortly. And with the Tennessee Titans coming to town Sunday, we're going to have a conversation with former Titans coach Jeff Fisher. This is an exclusive. Jeff does not do many, if any, interviews. He's really kind of gone underground since leaving the coaching ranks. But he's agreeing to come aboard with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Excited about that. We're also going to break down the Titans with their outstanding play-by-play announcer, Mike Keith. And we'll hear from Browns center, Alex Mack. And now we won't waste any more time. We will get right to it with the president of the Browns, Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic.
So let's take stock, if we can, of this 2-1 start by the team. Anything at all strike you as what you did or didn't expect through these first few games?
Well, I like the resiliency of the team. I think we lost a very difficult game in the opener. And then we won had two good wins, even though I don't think we played very well offensively, you know, against Miami. But for a young team to win a game the way we won it at the end, that can only be good down the road, because they'll remember that, and I want them to. What they were able to do under a tough situation and a tough situation to win that ball game. But we're kind of playing the way I expected us to play. Maybe I expected a little more smoothness out of our offense, but given the fact that it's a new system and we have young people, as we've talked about before on this show, it's not totally unexpected. I always want us to play better, though.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just me. So, but I think for the first three games, we're 2-1. It's okay.
It seems as if this team is bucking a trend a little bit, in the sense that you're playing good defense. A lot of teams aren't playing very well defensively. I know your opponent Sunday is, but it just seems like that's where the story starts. If there's one thing that's been consistent, is your defense has played well, and particularly these young kids that you have on defense.
Well, you know, we were hoping. We knew they were good football players, but they were young. There are two defensive linemen that are playing and starting. Jamie Mitchell, who is new to us, is young as well. Heck, Ruben is the veteran of the group, and he hasn't been here very long. So, but we have veteran linebackers that are smart and very, very capable guys. And then we have a young secondary. So I think the credit must go to the players, of course, but then Dick Duron and his defensive staff. They've done a nice job teaching their system. I think if you talk to Dick and watch him work, listen to him, see him interact with the players, there is a sense of confidence by the team in him. And so that carries on to the football field.
Yeah, and to get back to what you were saying about offense, you had the expectation that maybe it would be a little more even or a little more consistent at this point. So is that where perhaps, again, we say it over and over again about the missing of off-season time and so forth. Is some of that catching up? Is some of that the result of lack of continuity in the offensive line because of injuries and so forth? How do you view that?
Well, for our team, I think that's fair to say. You know, so much of, and you could probably say this about most teams in the league, as their quarterback goes, so go their team. There are some teams that are racking up huge passing yards. We are playing the game differently than that. We are a little more balanced. We have a good running game. But I think people have to keep in mind that Colt McCoy is very important to our success on offense, and he is, in essence, his rookie year. You know, he played half a dozen ball games last year. He's played three now this year. I mean, he hasn't played a lot of football in the NFL, and at times it shows. At times he plays like I believe he can play, as he did in the last drive in the last game. But again, I've told him this, he can't do it by himself. So it's all those things, I think, put together, Vic.
How far can that resonate, that last drive, that 80-yard drive, and that touchdown throw for him going forward?
Well, I think winning cures many things. You know, this week has been a more enjoyable practice week because we won the ball game. But we were close to losing that ball game. I mean, you know, we didn't play very well, and it was a close ball game. So having a drive like that at the end, you know, went 80 yards, 10 plays, whatever it was, scored with 40 seconds to go in the game. And we needed the touchdown to win. The field goal wasn't going to get it done. I think that's a huge accomplishment for a young football team. I think you can build on that, and they will remember that game. And so when he gets in the huddle in similar situations moving forward, you know, he'll say whatever he says. The quarterback always does that, but then he can reference that thing. We did it before. Let's do it again. You know, and you get enough guys believing that you can do it. You can do it.
A prominent part of your past is going to be arriving in Cleveland Browns Stadium on Sunday in the form of Matt Hasselbeck, the Titans quarterback. Drafted him on the sixth round you did in Green Bay in 1998. Take him with you to Seattle, and he helps you get to a Super Bowl. He's quarterbacking for this Titans team now. I guess it's supposed to be the twilight of his career, but as you know, Mike, the last 2 weeks, 300-plus yards passing. He looks like the guy that you had in Seattle.
Yeah, he is a very capable player. And having said that, I hope he doesn't have a great game on Sunday. Let's make myself clear on that. But he is, you know, I saw him develop as a player. We were kind of joined at the hip. And we had our moments together because he's a little headstrong and I'm a little headstrong. You probably don't believe that.
But I've heard that about him.
And it developed into quite, I think, a trusting, good relationship between coach and quarterback. And he's a great player for us. And again, in Seattle, we accomplished some things there. The team did that hadn't been done in a long time. And a lot of that credit should go to Matt. Now, crazy things happen. The quarterback gets up in age and something, the team doesn't think he has anything left in the tank, and now he's proving them wrong, clearly. He's a really good player, and so it'll be good to see him again because he's a really good person. He has a wonderful family. He's a great father. All the characteristics I enjoy in a player when I coach them. He's a fine young man.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. When this game is played, of course, it will be part of the kickoff, the NFL's campaign in terms of breast cancer awareness, and will be awash in pink and pink ribbons and so on and so forth. We know this is a disease that strikes home with you very deeply, with Kathy having, your wife Kathy, being a survivor of it. What every time we get to this point, and God bless her and you and your family fighting through it, but how much does it mean when you are part of it at the league level and you see what you're going to see in that stadium Sunday, and again to know how great the result has been for you and Kathy?
Well, it's a very special thing when you go through it. It's very difficult, as you well know, and it makes you really take stock of where you are, your priorities in life, all those things. Which I did, and which we did when we found out Kathy had cancer. To see what it's become and how the NFL has moved forward and taken, I think, the lead in this, and in not only awareness but raising money and all sorts of things, I think is very, very special. I wear that pink ribbon. I've done it forever. I will wear it. I walked in the Susan B. Komen walks and runs and to see and be around, you know, the survivors, it's very emotional, yeah. Very, very emotional for me. So now I'm not going to be on the field, but I'll be up in my little spot upstairs and then wearing that ribbon and saying prayers for my wife like I always do.
That's a beautiful thing. And, yeah, it is support. Means everything to those of us on the survivor side. Great, great stuff from you. Appreciate it as always. We post a poll question each day on the Browns official Facebook page, and today's question is, how much does Kenny Britt's season-ending injury hurt the Titans offense, and why? And the categories are a lot, a little, not at all. And we'll bring you those results at the end of the show. We've got a conversation coming up in a couple of minutes with Jeff Fisher, the former coach of the Titans, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Get five free at Joseph A. Bank. Buy any suit, sport coat, or leather jacket at regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Plus, we'll throw in three silk ties, regularly $94.50 or less, absolutely free. How about an extra bonus? All executive dress shirts and sports shirts. Buy one, get two free. Mix and match all suits, sport coats, even luxurious leather jackets. Buy one, get any two, plus three silk ties, absolutely free. Thursday through Sunday, only at Joseph A. Bank.
For the store nearest you, visit josbank.com. Joseph A. Bank, your tuxedo rental headquarters with 9 Cleveland area locations.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
The Intervale southbound before Carnegie, a broken down is towards the center lane. It's part of what's slowing from Dead Man's Curve to 77. 90 westbound at the 92-71 split. Accident cleared, but you're still backing up towards Route 91. 77 southbound is slowing down between 490 and 480. And 71 southbound backing up between 480 and Bagley. And you've got slowdowns on 480 eastbound. That is running right around 77. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR Traffic.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we welcome to the show now former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes with us. This has been a very interesting first few weeks of the NFL season. I'm sure you've been paying reasonably close attention to it. The place I want to start is your side of the ball, defense. And so far, it just doesn't seem like very many teams are playing great defensively. What are your thoughts on how, you know, all the scoring and your offensive production being as high as it is so far?
You know, I think it has to do potentially with what took place during the offseason, Vic. You know, there was not a lot of preparation time, and I think because of, you know, the lockout and the lack of OTAs and the lack of meetings and offseason program, I think offense has probably gotten a head start. But I think you'll see things kind of settle down. I think you'll see defenses starting to improve. There's been some great defensive play that's been overshadowed, because that's not something exciting to talk about is a good defensive effort. What we all want to talk about is the, you know, the passing yards and the records and the scorings, right, and the things that some of the quarterbacks are doing. That's where I think we get all the attention goes to.
Yeah, and when you talk about the quarterbacks and the excitement, another interesting trend is seeing the young quarterbacks participating in this, particularly a Cam Newton in Carolina, having the success that he's had so far. But you also have Andy Dalton starting in Cincinnati, now Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville. You've been in this league a long time, Jeff, and I know you've seen different quarterback classes come through. Early on, it looks like a lot of potential in this group.
Well, it really does. If you take into consideration what we just talked about, that they had very limited opportunity during the offseason to be developed. So Cam's doing a great job there. And, you know, I think coaches understand that, you know, you've got a young quarterback. Let's see what he can do. If we're going to play him, well, let's put him in position to do some things. And the best way to do that is to run the football. And you got teams that with young quarterbacks that are running the football, and that makes their jobs a little easier at this part of the season.
You didn't have to deal with this from a coaching standpoint, but I'm sure you were curious as to how coaches would handle the post-lockout situation. Just based on both your observation and maybe the anecdotal feedback you've gotten from your friends and colleagues within the league, Jeff, how do you feel in general teams have been handling that?
Well, I think, you know, initially on, their biggest concern was to assess the, you know, the physical condition of the squad. And so I think they were smart and prudent about how they started camp, you know, because you've got players that, you know, have not been with you. You've got weight coaches that are meeting rookies for the first time, and doing conditioning tests. So I think they, you know, by and large, they've done a great job. The concern is the injuries early, and unfortunately there have been some, but, you know, it looks like, you know, as we can say, just based on the numbers right now, you have the offensive production, the scoring, that everybody's handled it very well, and it's all behind.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jeff, as far as how you watch the game now, as someone who's not working within the game specifically, although I want to make a point that you're a non-voting member of the competition committee, and you have that role of continuing to assist there. You were coach for that for many years, and for 11 years you were part of it, and I want to get into that in a second. But as someone not coaching on a weekly basis, how do you watch football now, and is it ever possible for Jeff Fisher to watch football as a fan?
Well, I'm looking at it from this perspective. You know, the committee's purpose, you know, is to ensure player safety. And so, you know, on an annual basis, there's going to be some rule changes. And so, you know, I'm kind of looking at things from that standpoint to see how the minor rule changes have gone in effect and what's the outcome. Are there different trends? Certainly everybody's paying real close attention to, you know, the kickoff issue and moving the kickoff line from the 30 to 35. So kind of watching that to look at the touchback numbers and injury numbers and so on and so forth. But yeah, I'm a fan. I love the game, and I will watch the game management decisions and the things that take place before the end of the first half, and of course the way situations are handled at the end of the game.
And, you know, in terms of those rules changes that were made, the kickoffs are getting the most attention, being done, I know, for the sake of safety is what was talked about. We're still seeing, I know there's obviously many more touchbacks and fewer returns, but we are seeing, for instance, the Cleveland Browns have a guy named Josh Cribbs, I know you know well, as one of the most dynamic return guys in the game, is running it out when you know, even under circumstances where you would normally say, okay, you're catching that in the back of the end zone, stay there. Guys are forcing the action sometimes, and sometimes successfully.
Well, they are. To give you a great example, in week one, despite the fact that there were, you know, 48% of the kickoffs were touchbacks versus 16% last year, there were 3 kickoff returns for touchdowns, which tied the NFL record for opening weekend. So, you know, we're still getting the returns. But to your point, Vic, you know, I think, you know, when the ball is kicked from the 30 and years past, you tell your returner, man, if you're 2 yards deep, you're good. If you're 3 yards deep, stay in. Now you move the ball up 5 yards, and so now you're saying, okay, if you're 5 yards deep, okay. If you're six or seven, then you need to think about staying in. So you are seeing guys bringing out. And I think as the weather changes, you know, and as we move on further, I think you'll see more and more opportunities for returns.
As exciting as that element is to the game, does the safety concern there outweigh that concern of taking something exciting away, A, and B, do you anticipate, just knowing how this league functions and knowing you're part of it, again, as a consultant to this committee, a non-voting member of it, that it will be taken up again and discussed again in the off season?
Well, I think the numbers will be discussed. I don't think that, you know, this issue of potentially moving it back will come up. You know, it was said numerous times, Vic, for the listeners, that, you know, when our forefathers, if you will, were putting this game together, had they known then what we know now about the injuries on the kickoff, they probably would have never had a kickoff. I mean, it was that significant, and that was the committee's fault. I mean, it's just, you know, these injuries are substantial, and this the kicking play itself, the number of injuries per play, you know, was 5 to 6 times greater than any other aspect or play in the game. And it was the committee's feeling, and with the support of the commissioner, that we have to do something to minimize some of these injuries.
With so much emphasis on protecting players. We just talked about it with kickoffs, with guarding against the hits on defenseless receivers, or at least looking out for that, guarding against the hits on the quarterbacks, and some of them have been, you know, have looked pretty minor and have drawn penalties, and you know, you hear a lot of debate discussion about that. Do we have a safer game, and do we have a better game as a result of what's been implemented?
Well, you know, you talk to the offensive players and they'll say, oh, yeah, it's a safer game. And you talk to the defensive players and they say, no, it's not. We don't know how to tackle anymore. And, you know, it's the nature of some of these things that we're trying to accomplish. But I believe the game's safer. You see over time, anytime there's an adjustment or there's an emphasis in player safety, you know, players adjust. I mean, we're not seeing the launching by as much launching, you know, by typically the defensive backs through the defenseless receivers, which were very difficult, you know, from an injury standpoint. So, you know, players adjust, but there's always going to be that. When you're talking about player safety, there's always going to be, you know, that instance or that play where, you know, the official may have thought it was helmet to helmet, and so he's going to throw the flag, and then you slow it down frame by frame, and it's not helmet to helmet. Well, you know what? That's an okay call by the official because it's in the interest of player safety. So, you know, there's going to be a few here and there that we're all going to disagree with, but by and large, we're trying to create a situation where we can protect the defenseless player. I think it's important.
Jeff, beyond those competition committee elements, is there anything about what you're seeing again so far in this season that I didn't ask you about as far as surprising you? Is there anything that's stuck with you, jumped out at you that you've noticed?
No, I mean, I think the games have been exciting. There's great matchups week after week. I mean, you've got teams where I think us as fans say, you know what, the team A should win this game, but reality-wise, team B plays pretty good, and they find a way to win it, for example, the New England-Buffalo game. So I think the game's good right now, considering the fact that we didn't have an offseason. I think it's moving in the right direction. It's exciting. You know, unfortunately, we've got some injury issues around the league that you know, teams have to deal with, but you know, there's depth out there, and there's a lot of exciting plays. And I mean, even the Bear, the punt return last week, I don't know if you saw it, where right. Hester runs over and acts like he's going to catch it, and then Johnny Knox catches it on the other sideline, takes it back for a touchdown. Unfortunately, it's called back for a hold, but there's some exciting plays, at least in the first 3 weeks of the season.
You did this for a long time as a coach, Jeff, and you're not doing it now, but could there be a day someday when we're going to see you back on the sidelines, which, by the way, is where I believe you should be in the National Football League?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I need a break. I'm making the most of my time. I'm a dad again. I've got my youngest is playing at Auburn. I'm watching Auburn football and taking some time off, but still paying close attention to what's going on in the league, and I'll look forward to a potential opportunity in the future.
Well, we would look forward to seeing that, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to joining us, Jeff.
All right, always a pleasure, Vic. You're one of my favorites. And best of luck to you and the Browns this weekend.
That's very nice. That's former Titans coach Jeff Fisher joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents to speak to an agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
It's the big deal at A&G.
Right now, big and tall suits and dress shirts are buy one, get two free.
That's three men's big and tall suits for $199.99 in sizes up to 56 long.
Or three men's big and tall dress shirts for just $45.99.
But hurry, the big deal ends October 10th.
A&G, fashion superstore, A&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
It's time to kick off a season of savings at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer has put together all of the right plays to make sure their game plan makes you a winner. Right now, you can save up to thousands on their roster of fuel-efficient 2011 Volkswagens and Mazdas, including the VW Jetta and Mazda 3. Have a vehicle to trade in? Then you've come to the right place. You won't find any trick plays with the team at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. They'll pay more for your vehicle and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your car's make or mileage. It doesn't get much easier than that. With Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you'll never outkick your coverage, making life simple for you and your checkbook. So get out today and visit Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or open anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Find out why they're Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer and experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
We thank you so much for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. You hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows, and this month you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. Time for our In the Locker Room segment. It's brought to you by, and it's driven by, Liberty Ford. Each week, we have Jameer Howerton, our own, go into the locker room and talk with a different player who had a key role in a previous week's game or an upcoming game. And today, Jameer caught up with Brown center Alex Mack. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic.
Alex, the team is coming off a huge win. And just tell me, how is the mood in and around the locker room?
I think we're kind of hungry. You know, we have a little success right now, and I think we're really looking forward to trying to kind of improve things, smooth some stuff out, and see how what kind of season we can pull together.
Today's the first day back to work. I mean, win or lose, you have those corrections that need to be made from last week's game. How did the team respond in practice today, and what is the theme heading into this work week?
I think we did a good job last game of really finishing strong. I think the focus this week is going to try to start faster. As offense, I think our defense did a good job. So for them, I can only guess. It's just kind of polish and kind of try to prepare for next week. I know offense, we're trying to prepare and try to get things smoothed out and really try to hit the ground running.
Alex, as you take a look back to Sunday, you being the leader at the center position on this offensive line, what was your thought process when you received the news that Peyton Hillis wasn't a go for the game?
Our job stays the same. I mean, injuries happen. This one just happened to happen before a game, you know. I think Monterio did a great job stepping up, got in there, had some really good plays. So as offensive front, our job stays the same. And it's time for someone else to step up.
How different is it blocking for Monterio Hardesty, who is a slash and dash type of runner, opposed to a Peyton Hillis, who's a straight ahead, I'll run you over type of player?
What makes it really easy for us is our job doesn't change. Whoever's back there running the ball, we still have the same people to block, and it's up to the running back to read the play the way he reads it and run the way he runs. So we just have to play as hard as we can, do our job, and react to what the play happens.
And knowing that Hardesty hasn't had the time on the field in a regular season games, did you provide any words of encouragement before he took the field?
I think let's do it was about all we gave him. I mean, he's been there in and out of practice. I mean, everything, everyone had complete faith in him.
Browns center Alex Mack is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. No matter what, Alex, you always have to be ready. And for this offense, now you know the potential of what this 1-2 punch can really be, because you actually had a chance to see the way Hillis runs and the way Hardesty runs.
I think it's a good combo. I think we've done both of us back do a good job, and I think they're going to feed off of each other. I mean, having two backs that defense has to prepare for and having each one be fresh and on the field ready to run is only going to help both of them. So having a 1-2 punch definitely helps our offense.
Along the same lines of teammates stepping up, there's been heavy rotation at that right tackle position for Tony Pashos, and you look at O'Neal Cousins and Artis Hicks. How have these guys been coming along?
Really good. I have to really commend O'Neal and Hicks. They came in here, did a real good job, didn't have very long to learn the offense, stepped up and started, and I think it's tough to kind of trade off, but both of them are doing a good job of kind of just jumping in there and getting the job done, doing good, knowing the plays. I mean, really commendable.
And you mentioned early on about the struggles as far as getting off to a fast start, but you look at that. Is that just a function of, hey, we're a young team and we're learning a new system, and at the end of the day, it's going to take some time?
It shouldn't, actually. I think we should be able to get in there right away and have things run smoothly. I think that's something we need to work on. As an offense, we really have to be successful in a lot of games. We're not going to be able to mess up early on and come back. I think we really need to focus on being prepared right away, putting together the whole games, because it's tough to win in this league and you can't really make a lot of mistakes. So good job on our defense, kind of keeping the game tight, and good job on the offense for recovering.
And Alex, not to harp on the fact that this was a non-traditional offseason, not trying to make any excuses, but when you look clear across the league, some of the early on struggles and some of the wins haven't been the prettiest. Is that a byproduct of just the lack of the offseason, though?
I don't think so. I think that's just a byproduct of people saying it is. I think what happens is that we've had plenty of time, and we had a month of preseason. I mean, if you can't learn offense in a month, that's something else is wrong, you know. So it's not that there's OTAs. I don't think that's it. I think it's just a matter of people just messing up.
Okay, fair enough. Well, before we wrap things up, take me on the field to last week's game where Colt McCoy is running that two-minute drill. Paint that picture.
Good job on our whole team. I mean, just being able to get in there, kind of knowing what to expect, having our two-minute run kind of effectively, people knowing the routes, having our signals down. I mean, that shows you that we had plenty of practice. You know, we've done this before. We've done our two-minute in practice, and there we go in a game, and we run it effectively. So really good for our offense to be able to grow and do that and be successful out of that two-minute drill.
Right before the touchdown, McCoy hits Evan Moore over the middle for a first down. What was the thinking going for the end zone on first and 10 after that first down completion with 48 seconds left on the clock?
Make plays. You know, I mean, it was a good job for Evan to catch that ball. give us first down, and it was come down, and we have four plays, you know, and that's what we can do. You know, people need to step up and make a play, and we did.
The planets were all aligned because the protection in the pocket was great. The throw and catch was money. Colt put that ball where only Muhammad can get it.
Yeah, good job, Colt. Good job, Muhammad. You know, and good job making some plays. It really comes down to, I mean, guys just have to, in those drills, catch the ball, get open, throw the ball correctly, get the protection right. So it's everyone just doing their job and making a play. Because if he drops that ball, he doesn't throw it right, like then we have another play and we have another chance. But you don't always get another chance. Luckily, we had enough time, and we didn't even need the time.
Well, Alex, thank you for your time, and good luck to you this week, and good luck to you Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, great job by Jameer Howard Toon, and we will be back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with and in association, by the way, with Quaker Steak and Lube, with a thorough breakdown of the Titans. Helping us to do that will be Mike Keith, the play-by-play voice of the Titans. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
All right, Browns able to return to practice today, getting ready to host the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Everybody at least able to practice, although seven players were limited, including Joe Thomas, Tony Pashos, Josh Cribbs, and Muhammad Mattaqua. The best news of the day, Peyton Hillis was able to get some work in as he recovers from that strep throat, so it looks like he'll be good to go come Sunday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the Browns have agreed to terms with linebacker Chris Gokong on a contract extension for 3 years worth $16.8 million. To the Indians now, they'll wrap up the season tonight in Detroit as they'll take on the Tigers at 7:05. Zach McAllister gets the start against Rick Porcello. Tribe announcing Sandy Alomar is going to replace Tim Tolman as bench coach for the year 2012. And regardless of what happens in Motown, Indians will finish in second place in the AL Central. White Sox beaten by Toronto today. And the wild card races in baseball deadlocked on this final day of the season. Rays and Red Sox tied in the AL. Braves Cardinals in the National League. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to EA.com.
Hill, not just any hill, the perfect hill. A hill with just the right slope, so it's not too steep to walk up, yet still steep enough to ride a toboggan down in winter. And on top of this hill will be our house, with big windows and great views. After all, that's the whole point of living on a hill. And of course, we'll have a garden with tomatoes. And the house should have a large porch. We'll eat our tomatoes on the porch. And we'll have a paved driveway with a basketball hoop and two basketballs in case one rolls down the hill. And since I don't want to lose sleep worrying about storms or hail or fire damaging my dream, I'll protect it with American Family Insurance.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Whether your dream home is an apartment, condo, or house, American Family Insurance offers a variety of ways to protect it while saving you money. Find out more at amfam.com/dreams. Online, on call, in person. American Family
Insurance. Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at mercedesbedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
this is Evan Moore, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the tight end just told you. Segments brought to you and driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Cleveland Browns single game tickets are going fast. So purchase your tickets before it's too late. And that includes the upcoming Browns-Seahawks match on Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, you call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And now it's time to take a closer look at Sunday's opponent, the Tennessee Titans. And helping us to do that is Mike Keith, the voice of the Titans on their radio network. Mike, welcome to the show.
Vic, it's great to be with you.
All right, man. So this is a 2-1 club and first-year head coach. Oh, that sounds familiar. That sounds like exactly what we're dealing with here with the Browns. What do you make of this team? Mike Munchak, first of all, first-year head coach, gets his team off to a strong start. I know the excitement that exists in a place like Cleveland with the new guy and the new expectations. How's it like down there in Nashville?
I think what we're finding most of all is there is a tremendous belief now in what Mike Munchak's stated program was from the outset. Mike Munchak got this job, Vic, largely because he told the brass, look, Jeff Fisher's here a long time, and if you want to go outside the organization like a lot of people are saying you need to do, that's fine, but just remember this. I've been with you 29 years. I know how this organization works. I know what's good here. I know what's wrong here. I know how to fix it. Here's my plan. And this is not going to be a rebuilding situation. This team was 5-2 at one point in 2010. Looked like at one point, you know, maybe the best team in the AFC South for a while. I know how to take the positives, accentuate those, and fix the difficulties. And he stated this from the start. And, Vic, you've been around it long enough to know that lots of people hear the new coach say that, and they go, oh, that's nice. The new coach is positive, and he doesn't want to hear rebuilding and all of this. Well, Munchak was totally serious. And when they beat Baltimore and how they beat Baltimore, And you don't beat Baltimore like that. You don't gain over 400 yards and hold them to 229.
Nope.
And so at that point, a lot of people went, wow. And then they come back and they follow it up with a win over Denver. What a great win. It was very similar to how the Browns played against Miami.
Right.
You know, almost hauntingly similar. And so you say, okay, you're 2-1, and now, you know, this is a team with two games before the bye, and then they have three games at home immediately after their bye weekend. The AFC South is clearly up for grabs for a lot of different reasons, and now people here are going, well, this guy may be onto something. Maybe this is not rebuilding. Maybe this is a chance to make a little bit of a run and get in the playoffs this year. Who knows? And so from that standpoint, I think there's been tremendous credibility that he's gained in the last couple of weeks with the fan base. They liked him already, Vic, because of who he is and how he handles himself. He's a very good person, a very humble man, a Hall of Famer. You know, he's got credibility that way. But I think he has the credibility of the fans now more than he did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the success helps that, but you're right. He's in following his path. Mike's a fascinating guy because he just worked his way really from the bottom rung of the coaching pole on up, and that matters. Here's another thing that matters. Having a pretty good quarterback and having a guy like Matt Hasselbeck, a veteran at the position, that was the big question mark position going into the season, looks to me like his experience is shining through, his comfort level. He's distributing the ball evenly. So when I look at this Titans team, and frankly, when I look at the Browns' first four games, I think they're facing their best quarterback Sunday, even though he's maybe not the Matt Hasselbeck of his golden years. But, boy, he looks like he's getting it done and getting the ball. What, 11 different guys catch the ball in the Denver game? So the distribution's there, the vision, the poise, it just looks like they are in good hands so far with Matt Hasselbeck.
We went to Washington State in May to shoot a special on Jake Locker. We went to his hometown of Ferndale, and then we went to Seattle, and we talked to a ton of people out there. And There were lots of rumors at that time that Hasselbeck was going to be the guy the Titans were going to pursue as their veteran option. And everybody said the same thing. Listen, if you protect him, like Seattle did in the two playoff games, he can really still play. And I think we see this with a lot of veteran quarterbacks. Matt's 36. When those quarterbacks get older, they can't stand up to the pressure as well because, you know, they don't move quite as fast. They don't get rid of the ball quite as quickly. Their arm's not quite as strong. All those little things that, you know, you could get by with in your 20s and early 30s, suddenly you can't. But everybody said, listen, he can still really play if you protect him. And that's just been ringing in the back of my head because what we've seen so far, the Titans have really protected Matt Hasselbeck. And he has been fantastic. The other thing, too, is he is the leader of this football team. They set a course when they wanted to get that veteran quarterback. This was their number one target. He was also number two, three, four, five. I don't know who number two would have been. And this front office, like there, has a Seattle connection. Mike Reinfeld was there. Rustin Webster was there. Lake Dawson was there. And they knew Matt. They gave him a good pitch. They said, listen, we've got a good running back. We have a very good offensive line, a very underrated offensive line. You'll get protection. Chris Palmer is going to set a system here that makes it very quarterback friendly. And you're going to have an opportunity. You're going to be the guy. And he has come in and been everything they thought he could be and more. He's playing great football right now.
How big of a blow, by the way, we're visiting with Mike Keith, the play-by-play voice of the Titans. How big of a blow is it to lose Kenny Britt, their best receiver, to the torn ACL for the season?
I don't even really know where to start with how big it is. This guy was playing just out of his mind. You know, he's the 6'3", 220, sub-4'4", 42-inch vertical leap guy that you dream of having. And looked a lot like Calvin Johnson or Andre Johnson, you know, Fitzgerald. One of those guys was just eating up defensive backs left and right in the first two games, could not be stopped. Palmer was doing a great job of moving him all over the place so people couldn't set their coverage, and it was opening up lots of other things. Vic, they're not going to be able to replace him. They're going to have another guy on the roster, and they're going to have another guy on the field, but impact-wise, they don't have anybody else like him. And frankly, you know, I think he was on his way to becoming a top 10, maybe even a top 5 player in this league at that position. So from that standpoint, it's going to change what they can do. What I think everyone's interested to see is, will it change their philosophy?
Right.
You know, will it change how they operate their overall offense, or will they continue to do the same things in a little bit different way? It's a huge blow. We were doing a program last night on our radio network, and we were talking about, is this the biggest injury that the team has sustained since they moved to the Mid-South in 1997? And I think it probably is.
We're however many minutes into this discussion, and I cannot believe I have not mentioned the name Chris Johnson. It just seems unfathomable. This is a great player. I still think easily the most talented back in the game, or one of them in the game. So why aren't I mentioning him, and why has he been so absent for 3 weeks, and why do I get a feeling he's going to break this thing out at some point? And of course, Browns hope it's not Sunday.
Well, he's coming, and they had some opportunity against Denver. He had two nice runs that were called back for holding penalties that were kind of questionable. It wasn't like there was a takedown in the hole. So they got a few things done. He had a nice run late in the game, which helped to set up the touchdown. He's getting there, but it's a lot of little things. You know, new offensive system, so there's some timing issues. He's had some learning. He's playing himself back into football shape, getting up to speed on everything. The offensive line's not used to working with him. And so they're not totally in sync. It's going to happen. And now, Vic, it becomes even more important for the Titans that it does happen with Kenny Britt out. They need that other option badly. What's different about this staff, though, is this staff with a coach who comes from the offensive side of the ball in Munchak, a head coach,
right,
is not married to the idea that we're going to run it 40 times no matter what. We're know, coming downhill and, you know, all those things you've heard for 50 years. He's not doing that. He said, if we can't run it, we're just going to pick it up and throw it. Yeah. And they have. And people have been like, wow, how about this? You have a quarterback who can do that. But be clear, they want to run it. They're going to be committed to finding a way to run it. And one of these weeks, they will break out. It'll probably be with a 70-yard run. That's when you'll know, it's happened. But he's in good shape. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of you see the rust not having been in camp, particularly with a new system.
Last part here, the Titans defense, I know it's only after three games, so how much do we put faith in rankings? But top-ranked defense, eighth against the rush, second against the pass. They do look very stout, though, against the run and pretty big up front.
Well, you said the right word, stout. And that's the difference in the Titans from last year to this year. You know, they're 5-2. They're playing at San Diego. They're leading 19-7. They're going against Phillip Rivers, but they're looking good. And all of a sudden, the Chargers backed up to, like, their own two-yard line say, we're just going to run it. And the Titans are so small up front in 2010 that the Chargers pounded them into the ground. And then the rest of the league went, hey, wait a minute. Here's what you do against the Titans. They're playing 265-pound defensive tackles. They're playing 245-pound ends because their whole thing is we want to be fast and we want to get up the field and we want to be able to rush the passer without having to blitz.
Right.
Well, it's a problem. And it caught up with him, and it caught up with him in a bad way. So even if Jeff Fisher had been back, they were going to change philosophy about their size. And when they got ready to play their first game, I looked at the front seven from a year ago, and I put it to the front seven this year, and they were like 180 pounds heavier in the front seven. Roughly. Wow. I mean, on average, 25 pounds a man.
Yeah.
And they're better. Now, are they good or are they great? We don't know that. And that's what I think you start to find out as we move into October and November football is what are they really about. But the scheme is good. Jerry Gray has a really, really nice scheme. They get after people. I'm very impressed with what they're doing right now. I think you're going to be impressed with Akeem Ayers, the rookie second-round pick out of UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a Ravens or a Steelers. Sort of that 3-4 outside linebacker who can do a lot of different things. I think this kid is destined for stardom, and they're much better on the inside too. Drafted three defensive tackles, all of whom who could play.
Great stuff as always, Mike, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, buddy.
Vic, thanks for having me on the show.
All right, that is Mike Keith, the play-by-play voice of the Titans, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's a fact Fox 8 viewers agree on.
Fox 8 News is different.
There's more to news than just the news.
They make us feel like we're at home with them or they're at home with us, and it's a great feeling to have that.
They're like friends and neighbors that I have that I bring into my living room when I want to see the news.
And there's more to a forecast than just toys and gadgets.
I don't know, when you hear Dick Otter's name, you smile because he's a legend.
There's a difference. Cleveland's own Fox 8 News.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Carey here for Sunnyside Audi. I've heard LB talking about Sunnyside Audi and decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than in office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stoutzenberger College is introducing a new program this fall designed just for you. Personal fitness training. Make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stoutzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everybody's talking about. For information about the college graduation rate, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver our poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And the question is, how much does Kenny Britt, his injury, season-ending ACL, tough break for this guy, hurt the Titans offense, and why in the three categories? A lot, a little, not at all. You voted, and 78% of you said a lot. I'm getting a clear drift from a lot of fans that this is a huge difference maker in this game. I'm going to tell you before I go any further, I don't agree. I really think his loss, they take a huge weapon away. I'm not minimizing what Kenny Britt means, but man, Hasselbeck threw the ball to 11 different guys. He was one of them in last week's win against Denver. They're spreading the ball out a lot. The way their offense is structured, not totally unlike the way the Browns play, and surprise, surprise, I mean, this is a former Seattle guy, former Holmgren, Mike Holmgren guy. You know, they spread it out, so one guy isn't going to have that kind of difference, frankly. He's going to make a difference, but I'm not agreeing with the trend here. Nonetheless, you voted, 78%. Corey said Nate Washington, hardly known, is now their number one in Tennessee. Chris Johnson, the running back who should be having a productive year, has less than 100 yards rushing. This prediction from Corey. Mike, when Kenny Britt, with Kenny Britt gone, that means Joe Hayden will be covering their number two receiver, and our pass defense is among the best in the league. And I love Roland. Roland's answer here, real. This is reality. This is being real. It hurts me. He was on both of my fantasy teams, just cutting to the chase there. So, okay, so that's the response. That, and on the Browns injury report, you've heard this, but you have Peyton Hillis back fully from his illness, from a strep throat. Good news there. Chris Gokong with a groin injury practicing, full participation. Carlton Mitchell with the finger injury. And then among the guys who were limited, encouraging that Tony Pachos is out there with the ankle pushing. Maybe, you know, we'll be back in there. Josh Cribbs, you heard Pat Shurmur, the head coach, say it earlier in the day that Cribbs gets back to the return game. That will be huge because I think that's such a big advantage to the Browns against a Titans team that doesn't, in my mind, play the greatest in coverage. That's just my thought. Ask Vic questions from Twitter, from our official Browns Twitter page. Joe at DogPound68 asks, what do you think the coaches are doing about all these penalties? That's been a repeated question. But, Joe, I think, number one, it's focus, concentration, reinforcement. But you know what? In my opinion, the officials, in some respects, have been pretty aggressive in pulling the flags out. And I think the Browns, to some extent, have suffered from that. So let's see how the officiating crews handle things. They I don't know that it's consistent. In fact, I know it's not consistent. Each crew calls a little differently. Delt Walrus asks from Twitter, how do you get, is it a matter of just winning or how you get the win? What matters more? Just getting the win, Delt Walrus. In the NFL, just getting the win. All right, we want to thank Mike Holmgren, Jeff Fisher. We want to thank Alex Mack. We want to thank Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Mike Keith. We want to thank Kristen Rebelli. We want to thank Dino DiNatale, Dave DiNatale. And we want to thank Will Burge. Great stuff, guys. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.